The U.S. occupies the middle of the pack in broadband internet. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. The latest State of the Internet report from Akamai Technologies finds the U.S. lagging 17 countries in average internet speed. For the third quarter of 2009, the average connection speed in the U.S. was 3.9 megabits per second. South Korea, by comparison, has an average speed of 14.6 Mbps. Akamai's David Belson.
South Korea, Japan, and Hong Kong were the top three. And then a number of countries within Europe rounded out the top 10 as well, including Sweden, Ireland, the Netherlands, Switzerland, Denmark, and the Czech Republic. We're not doing that much worse than the Czech Republic, but what we have found over the course of time in the 2 years that we've been doing the report is that some of the Asia-Pacific countries and many of the Northern European countries have very strong connection speeds, very high connection speeds.
The Czech Republic is not who we want to be comparing ourselves to, probably.
In theory, no. There are a number of factors that obviously play into the broadband speeds, the connection speeds that we are able to achieve. Ideally, I think we'd like to be comparing ourselves to global leaders like South Korea, like Japan. But the reality of it is, frankly, that in many of these countries, there are government-sponsored initiatives to bring higher speed connectivity to a wider percentage of the population. And in many of these countries as well, the population densities are such that it is easier to reach these end users with higher speed connections.
So we can get sort of caught up with an inferiority complex here, like so many countries are better than the U.S., but it's harder to measure what the actual effect of that is. It's not like American innovation is being held back to any really great degree by a lack of access to broadband, is it?
No, not at all. I think that, you know, we are still, again, seeing faster average connection speeds than approximately 200 other countries. And again, what we're looking at here is, you know, an average connection speed of just under 4 megabits a second. I don't think that's impacting I don't really think it's impacting innovation at all. And frankly, you know, because it's an average, you're going to see a lot of people who want and have access to and can afford the higher speed connections having them. What you also have to look at here are many people within the U.S. that are living in more rural areas where there's not competition for fiber to the home or fiber to the neighborhood, where there's not two or three, you know, more cable providers or fiber optic providers. What you're seeing is folks that are still on satellite connections, frankly, in some portions of the country, or even in dial-up connections. It also depends on, you know, usage of the internet and how much and, you know, what you're doing. For people that are heavy video users or heavy gaming users, they're probably going to want to have higher speed connections and they'll be willing to pay for them. For people who are happy with just email and, you know, a little bit of news content here and there, they may be happy on a dial-up connection.
That's David Belson with Akamai, which recently published its quarterly State of the Internet report. By the way, in the U.S., New England and the Southwest tended to have the highest average internet connection speeds. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.